From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Can I tell you how much fun I've had trying to do the crossword puzzles that were in the Times this week, constructed by teenagers? Man, these kids are smart. How much help did you have to give them with the clues?
Well, typically I edit about half the clues, but the puzzle, the constructions are all theirs, the themes are all theirs, and, you know, half the clues are theirs.
I'm hanging up my puzzle hat right now, but I can't because actually everyone listening is waiting to play. So to begin, remind us of the challenge you gave last week.
Yes, it came from our old pal Merle Regal. I said Chris Christopherson's last name starts with his four-letter first name. Name a famous American whose last name ends with his four-letter first name. And as a couple of hints, I said it's a man, and his last name has seven letters. Who is it?
And it was difficult. What was the answer?
Well, the answer was Evel Knievel, the daredevil. We also accepted Neil McNeil, the journalist and former public broadcasting host.
This stumped a lot of people. You know, fewer than 300 people sent in correct answers. But we picked one randomly selected winner from that pile, and he is Chris Daggett of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to figure out this answer?
About 4 days, I'd say.
Really? How'd you figure it out?
I went through a list of four-letter names and just thought, you know, I was trying different combinations and then just thought of, you know, popular culture.
Ah, interesting. Did you talk to other people about this, or was this something you did on your own?
Well, there's a lot of people here where I work that enjoy the puzzles, but I also, you know, enjoy going online to blogs and trying to figure out the answer each week.
Huh, I didn't realize people get on blogs and try to figure out answers. All right, well, now it's just you and me and the millions of people listening. Are you ready?
Sure am.
All right. Will, you've met Chris. Let's play.
All right, Chris and Leanne. Today's puzzle is called Rec Center. Each answer is a familiar two-word phrase that has the consecutive letters R-E-C inside it. For example, if I gave you the clue, text that comes from the Associated Press or Reuters, you would say wire copy, which has R-E-C and consecutive letters inside it. And I'll tell you, the first word of the phrase always ends in R-E, and the second word starts with C.
Okay.
Okay, number one, what B-C means in a date?
Before Christ.
That's right. Number two, container for a pirate's jewels and gold.
Treasure chest.
Uh-huh. Numismatists find.
Oh, no.
Numismatists. This is a coin.
There's your C.
Rare coin.
Rare coin.
Yeah. Good one. Group in the second year of high school.
Sophomore class.
That's it. French scientist who co-discovered radium.
Marie Curie.
Well, oh, you want her husband.
Pierre.
Pierre Curie. Good. Rules for building safety in case of conflagration.
Fire code.
That's it. Aid for improving traction on snowy highways.
I should know this one.
Yeah.
Soda here.
Tire.
Yes. Tire what?
Tire.
Chains?
Tire chains, is it?
Do you have chains on your tires?
No, I don't. Could use some in the winter, though.
I bet.
Try this one. Pot for preparing stews and meats quickly.
Cauldron. Oh, I don't know.
Pressure cooker.
Oh,
pressure cooker. You've probably never seen one of those.
How about this? 1980s pop group led by Boy George.
Culture Club.
Right.
Culture Club. Good. Item a golfer carries with a pencil.
Scorecard.
Uh-huh. Pennies, nickels, dimes, etc. That you're free to lend or give.
Spare change.
That's it. What a thermostat affords.
Ooh, should know this one too.
Thermostat affords? Temperature control.
Temperature control, good job.
That just flew in.
Where did that come from?
It just flew in.
And here's your last one. Grinning animal in Alice in Wonderland.
Hair, no.
No?
No.
The one, wow. It's the one in the tree whose smile keeps disappearing.
Cheshire yes. Cat.
Yeah.
Cheshire Cat is the answer.
Hey, Chris, nice work. Boy, we really made a good team here.
Yeah, sure did.
Oh, that was great. So we're going to tell you what you're going to get for being our puzzle guest today. On our show, we heard from a man who says the video game Rock Band saved his family. So we actually decided to have someone from a rock band read our puzzle prizes this week. We're going to listen to a little bit of one of his songs, and then he will introduce himself.
Can't you hear her? She's that sweet missing songbird when the choir sings on Sunday.
Hi, this is Craig Finn. I play guitar and sing in the Hold Steady. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Short's Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. My NPR member station is WNYC.
Wow. Rock and roll, prizes, and a puzzle, Chris. What do you think?
Oh, I'm really excited. Who wouldn't be? That's the real puzzle.
Yeah. What member station do you listen to?
KNOW in Minneapolis.
All right. Well, Chris Daggett of Minneapolis, Minnesota, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us. You're a great guest.
Sure. Thank you very much. It was wonderful.
All right. Will, give us that challenge for next week.
Yes, we'll take the phrases move over and local call. In each case, the last three letters of the first word are the first three letters of the next. That is, the O-V-E is repeated in move over, and C-A-L is repeated in local call. Name a familiar animal in two words, in which the last three letters of the first word are the first three letters of the next. And here's some hints. It's a furry, four-footed animal that can grow up to 6 feet in length. And the first word in its name has five letters, the second word has eight. The answer is an entry in many dictionaries. So again, a familiar animal in two words, last three letters of the first word are the first three letters of the next, enumeration 5-8. What animal is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.